What if I told you that every night, while you're completely unaware, your brain is running a parallel universe, complete with characters, plot twists, and emotional drama that would make Hollywood jealous? In 1951, a broke graduate student named Eugene Ossorinsky wired his 8-year-old son with electrodes and stumbled upon one of the most profound discoveries in neuroscience. Our sleeping brains aren't resting at all. They're throwing elaborate performances we call dreams. Using a rescued polygraph from a dusty basement, Ossorinsky watched in astonishment as his son's brainwaves suddenly shifted from the slow rhythm of sleep to sharp, frantic patterns that looked almost identical to waking consciousness. When he gently woke the boy during these episodes, his son vividly described dreams he was having. This wasn't just sleep. This was the brain on a secret mission. That discovery shattered everything scientists thought they knew about the sleeping mind and launched a scientific revolution that continues today. Think of sleep as a 5-act play that repeats throughout the night. We drift from relaxed alpha waves into hypnagogic imagery, those strange, fleeting visions as we fall asleep. Then comes light sleep, followed by the deep delta waves, where our bodies do their heaviest repair work. But the real magic happens in the 5th act, REM sleep, when our eyes dart frantically beneath closed lids and our brains light up like Times Square on New Year's Eve. This cycle repeats roughly every 90 minutes, with REM periods growing longer as morning approaches. By dawn, we're spending more time in vivid dreamland than in deep restoration. Here's what makes REM sleep so bizarre. Your brain is essentially awake, but your body is paralyzed. Evolution built this safety mechanism so you don't act out your dreams. Imagine the chaos if you physically ran from that dream tiger. Research across species reveals that REM sleep exists in mammals and some birds, but not reptiles, suggesting it evolved relatively recently in evolutionary terms. A newborn spends half their sleep in REM, perhaps building the neural scaffolding they'll need for consciousness. By age 4, this stabilizes to about 20-25% of sleep, where it remains for most of life. J. Allen Hobson rejected Freud's theories for brain science. Using microelectrodes in cats' brains, he and Robert McCarley discovered dreams aren't mysterious messages, they're predictable chemical shifts. During REM sleep, norepinephrine and serotonin, essential for logical thinking, shut off completely while acetylcholine floods the system, exciting visual, motor, and emotional centers. This explains dreams' bizarre nature. Your logic center is offline, so you don't question your grandmother teaching quantum physics to penguins. Your emotional center is hyperactive, making everything feel meaningful, and memory formation is impaired, so dreams evaporate upon waking. Young children barely dream at all. David Foulkes found kids under 9 reported dreams only 30% of the time, versus adults 80%. Preschoolers described static images, a dog sitting, a car parked. Between ages 5 and 8, action appeared, but children were observers. Only around age 7 did kids become active participants. Not until 11 did dreams reflect personal concerns. This isn't about vocabulary. Children reporting more dreams scored higher on visual spatial abilities, not language skills. Dreaming requires generating visual imagery without perceptual input, essentially hallucinating on command. Children blinded before age 5 rarely experience visual dreams, while those losing sight after 7 dream visually. We don't just learn to dream. Dreaming emerges as consciousness develops. Mark Solms became obsessed with consciousness after his brother's traumatic brain injury at age 6 completely changed his personality. Growing up in remote Namibia, he couldn't escape the question, if brain damage could erase someone's self, where exactly did self live? Studying brain-damaged patients, he systematically asked each about their dreams. What he discovered demolished prevailing theories. Patients with parietal lobe damage stopped dreaming entirely. Their REM sleep continued, but the picture-making machinery was broken. Yet patients with brainstem damage still dreamed, which should have been impossible. Those with damage to the ventromesial forebrain, the brain's seeking system rich in dopamine, consistently stopped dreaming. Solms realized dreams aren't driven by brainstem chemicals that trigger REM sleep. They're driven by dopamine, the neurotransmitter of motivation and desire. Brain imaging confirmed this. As we sink into deep sleep, the prefrontal cortex, our logical reality testing center, drops offline by 25%. During REM, most regions reactivate except that crucial logical center. Visual areas fire wildly above waking levels. The limbic system operates at full throttle. This explains why dreams are visual yet illogical, why we accept bizarre scenarios, and why emotions feel overwhelming. Why do we dream? Some scientists argue dreams are meaningless static, accidental byproducts with no evolutionary purpose. But dream content remains remarkably consistent across cultures and generations. One woman's 50-year dream journal showed the same six elements throughout her life. American students' dreams remained similar across generations despite massive cultural changes. Dreams aren't random. They're running ancient programming. The spiny anteater provides a crucial clue. This primitive mammal doesn't experience REM sleep, yet shows the same theta rhythm brainwaves while awake that other mammals show during REM. Jonathan Winson theorizes that as mammals evolved to be active during daylight, they needed a mechanism to process survival-critical information during sleep. Human dreaming evolved from this primitive system, becoming more sophisticated but retaining its original purpose. Antti Ravanswaa argues dreaming evolved as a threat simulation system, a safe space to rehearse danger responses. During dreams, your fight or flight systems remain fully active. Though muscles are paralyzed, your brain sends motor command copies to sensory systems, creating movement illusions. You're not watching threats, you're experientially practicing responses. Modern dreams still reflect these ancient origins. Animals appear as enemies in over 80% of dreams. Male strangers feature as threats in most dreams. We rarely dream about reading or arithmetic, daily skills practiced for years, but we constantly dream about being chased or attacked, threats our ancestors faced, but most of us never experience. Every night, your brain runs an elaborate filing system you'll never consciously witness. Memory consolidation transforms fleeting experiences into permanent knowledge through neural connections that strengthen with repeated activation. Neurons that fire together, wire together. When Harvard researcher Robert Stickgold had volunteers play Tetris for 7 hours over 3 days, over 60% reported dreaming about falling colored blocks. Even amnesic patients who couldn't consciously remember playing the game reported identical Tetris imagery. Dreams don't replay experiences verbatim. They edit and transform them. The brain focuses on essential elements while ignoring irrelevant details, then weaves in associations from older memories. One Tetris player dreamed of colored pieces with music from Nintendo games she'd played years earlier, even though the experiment used silent black and white pieces. This is your brain making meaning, not just recording data. Different sleep stages specialize in different types of learning. The final hours before waking handle motor skill improvement. Slow-wave sleep processes factual memory, like vocabulary or historical dates. REM sleep tackles procedural learning, the how rather than the what. Brain imaging reveals that regions activated during learning reactivate during REM sleep, but only when there's something meaningful to learn. Your brain doesn't waste energy replaying mundane experiences. It selectively rehearses what matters. Your dreams are essentially therapy sessions run by your brain. During REM sleep, emotional centers activate intensely to process charged memories. Dreams function like scotch plaids, recent memories overlaid on older ones, connected by emotion rather than logic. For healthy sleepers, dreams start negative in the first REM period, then progressively incorporate older autobiographical memories with more positive emotions throughout the night, improving mood by morning. Depressed people show different patterns. Their first REM period arrives earlier with surprisingly emotionless dreams, but as night progresses, dreams become increasingly negative, ruminating through exclusively negative memory images that reinforce anxiety and fear. Rosalind Cartwright's research with divorced subjects revealed those who recovered from depression had twice the dream recall rate and more dreams incorporating the ex-spouse. Over time, the ex-spouse's role shifted from generating anger to representing independence, the brain actively reframing emotional meaning. For trauma survivors, nightmares gradually transform as experiences integrate with positive memories, functioning as automatic internal therapy in a safe space. Lucid dreaming, realizing you're dreaming while asleep, reveals profound insights about consciousness. Stephen LaBerge first experienced it as a child, directing underwater pirate adventures night after night. After rediscovering it as an adult, he faced scientists who dismissed the phenomenon as impossible. In 1978, he proved them wrong by signaling from within a lucid dream using pre-arranged eye movements detectable on monitoring equipment, unequivocally in REM sleep, yet conscious enough to execute pre-sleep instructions. Over half of people report having at least one lucid dream, though frequent lucid dreamers represent only 10 to 20% of the population. First-timers often report startling hyper-reality, experiencing flawlessly detailed worlds created entirely by their minds. Control isn't absolute. When lucid dreamers located mirrors in their dreams, over 40% reported their reflections transformed unpredictably. Dreams retain their characteristic fluidity even in lucid states. Brain scans showed performing specific tasks like singing or counting produced activity mirroring waking performance, suggesting dream experiences simulate reality more authentically than imagination. LaBerge recommends reality testing during waking hours, repeatedly questioning whether you're dreaming. Once asleep, checking text or clocks helps trigger lucidity, as these elements typically mutate in dreams. Beyond novelty, lucid dreamers overcome fears and test coping strategies in a consequence-free environment. We're living through a golden age of consciousness research, with dreams providing crucial clues. Christoph Koch and Francis Crick discovered that individual neurons fired only for specific familiar faces and fired again when subjects merely imagined those faces. This reveals that our brains, not our eyes, create what we see. The retina transmits disconnected electrical signals. Your brain manipulates them extensively, creating a stable world despite your eyes moving 3 times per second. In both waking and dreaming, visual imagery is largely formed by expectations and memories. Most brain activity occurs outside awareness. Estimates suggest 95 to 98% of mental activity is unconsciously determined. Sleep disorders reveal this dramatically. In murder cases, men arose during deep sleep and committed violent acts without awareness. REM behavior disorder affects primarily middle-aged and elderly men who act out their dreams, typically fighting attackers. The disorder often precedes Parkinson's disease, suggesting dreams reveal early neurological changes. 50 years of research reveals dreaming as a rich form of consciousness, a parallel universe where your brain processes memories, regulates emotions, simulates threats, and practices skills. Every night, you access a world entirely of your creation, more vivid than imagination. Your dreams aren't meaningless static. They're your brain's most intimate conversation with itself.